Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. We've already had some severe weather, and a state emergency management spokesperson says a low-cost investment could save your life. WXPR's Ken Kroll has more.
Last Wednesday was NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day in Wisconsin. The campaign encourages people to own a NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards. It provides a 24-hour source of weather forecasts, watches, warnings, and non-weather emergency information from the National Weather Service. Todd Pritchard from Wisconsin Emergency Management says for an investment of around $30, it could be a lifesaver.
It's really one of the cheapest ways to protect yourself and your family from, especially when we get into severe weather season here with the storms, tornadoes, potentially for the spring and summer. Emergency weather radios are really lifesavers. They are super easy to set up, very inexpensive, and will really potentially save your life.
Pritchard says with the warmer weather outdoor season here, the radios are very handy.
We did a piece on our website a few years ago where a couple's lives were saved, and they saved many other people around them because they had a weather radio. They heard a tornado was coming, and they got shelter underneath a picnic table, which is all they had at that point. You know, having that knowledge, especially if you're out fishing or camping, that's really important.
More information is available at readywisconsinwi.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Warm weather is near, and so is mosquito season, and state officials are urging horse owners to vaccinate their animals against the mosquito-borne illnesses, Eastern Equine Encephalitis, also known as Triple E, and West Nile virus. According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, there were 19 confirmed cases of Triple E and 7 cases of West Nile in the state last year. State veterinarian Paul McGraw says both diseases are caused by mosquitoes carrying the virus from infected birds and biting warm-blooded animals, and says the diseases can be deadly. He lists the symptoms.
So horses, both of these viruses, you'll see depression, appetite loss. Sometimes you'll see a drooping eyelid, lower lip. They'll often have a fever, and they can be severe to the point where they may start to show some neurological signs.
McGraw says Triple E and West Nile can be prevented with 2 doses of vaccinations and annual booster shots. He also recommends limiting horses' exposure to mosquitoes.
So any type of, a bug control kind of things in the area, and certainly looking around for things like wading pools or areas of stagnant water like old tires or tin cans, anything where water can be stagnant that the mosquitoes can reproduce in. Try to eliminate those around your areas.
McGraw says neither of the viruses is contagious between horses, and says while humans may be infected by the viruses, it does not pass between people and horses. For more information, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's website. A link is listed on our webpage at wxpr.org. How to connect Gogebic and Iron County residents with health-related resources through a newly developed foundation is the focus of this month's Iron County Citizens Forum. Residents are invited to the May 23rd meeting showcasing the Gogebic Range Health Foundation. The foundation is made up of community leaders dedicated to helping communities meet their health goals through grant-making, fundraising, and collaboration with health-focused organizations. Iron County Citizen Forum coordinator Terry Dalton says the meeting will focus on how to get involved with the foundation's grant programs. She says this is especially important for aging communities.
As many people may know, we have a lot of aging folks in Iron and Gogebic counties, and as the population continues to age with the baby boomers coming up to retirement, maintaining good health and fitness is going to be essential to the communities that are in our area. So this is a newly established foundation that is going to be helping with that, and I think a lot of people don't know much about it. So we wanted to make sure local organizations knew about the grants that they could apply for and the partnerships that were available.
Dalton says the grants are available to secure funding for wellness and physical fitness programs. She says people on the foundation's board will be guest speakers and will talk about the grant process, the foundation's mission, vision, and impact. The meeting is May 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Cold Iron Brewery in downtown Ironwood. The meeting is free and open to the public. For more information, visit the Iron County Citizen Forum website, and a link to that is also available on our website at wxpr.org. The program providing financial assistance to replace failing septic systems faces elimination in the next state budget, and the Vilas County Zoning Committee has approved a resolution asking that the program continue. Vilas County Zoning Administrator Don Schmidt said more than 41,000 residents have participated in the Wisconsin Fund, including 66 in Vilas County. The program is funded by county septic system permit fees. To be eligible for the Wisconsin Fund, the septic system had to be installed prior to 1978, be for the owner's principal residence, and have an adjusted income of less than $45,000. Small businesses are also eligible if income is less than $362,000. Vilas County has issued 76 sanitary permits so far this year. The Vilas County Board will act on support for the Wisconsin Fund May 23rd. In your forecast for tonight, we will have areas of frost, otherwise partly cloudy skies, lows around 32 degrees. Tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 60 degrees. That's your news for this Monday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.